Hey everybody, and welcome back to Your Free TV. It is Tuesday, February 14th, 2023, Valentine's Day. I'm so glad to be here with you on Valentine's Day. It's a heart-opening day, and I hope that you are able to share the love for your heart resonance, for sharing love with your family and friends, yourself, God, and of course, your romantic other, who actually, by sharing that time together, you increase your endocrine system, production of good hormones, and just spread the love. So glad to be back with you. I'll start with my disclaimer. This video is for entertainment purposes only. It is protected by the United States Constitution, protecting free speech, as well as the Sullivan Act and reporting. It is not intended to bully or harass anyone, never to incite violence or hatred or lawlessness of any kind. And then I always start by saying thank you. Thank you so much to the people who support the channel monthly or in contributions. And thank you to C60 Evo, who is my sponsor on this channel, who does amazing work with creating a supplement that is one of the strongest antioxidants you could possibly find, and helping to help your heart, help all of our hearts, to decrease inflammation, to do with heart health, the inflammation of the heart, etc., but also to clean up all the crud in our mitochondria. And what I'm going to talk about here today is going to explain why this is so important. But for folks who want to buy C60 Evo, you can go to c60evo.com/YAFTV. Use the code YAFTV for 10% off. And anybody who does purchases before midnight tonight, Hawaii time, will get entered into the giveaway. So I do a giveaway on this channel of two bottles to two different supporters every month, to basically just spread, you know, the good news here of C60 Evo, and they allow me to give two bottles away. And it's a random selection, and people who make purchases before midnight tonight will also get entered into that giveaway. So there's that. Okay. Thanks for letting me plug. So moving in, we're going to talk about, there's so much going on. There's so much I could cover. And we're going to focus a little bit down into here to 6G, DARPA's brain project. Just kind of while all of the noise is going on, all of the massive noise, the war, all the congressional stuff, it's so important. But behind the scenes is the they call it transhumanism, because that's like a, you know, it's a catchword, but really it is about occupying our electrical beings by this Internet of Things, Internet of Bodies. And I'm going to get into that here with the coming rollout of 6G that has to do with using humans as batteries and as DNA antennas for powering the next wave of the digital system, which really ties us much more into a simulation matrix. So that's what we're going to focus on. But I want to start by saying a reminder that this weekend on the 19th of February on Sunday, at the Lincoln Memorial in DC, there's going to be a great protest going on, and we need more of these protests, okay? We need to get out there. We see France can get out there. They've gone and burning NATO flags. They're in the millions protesting that they usually can retire at 62, and France is wanting to raise the pension, the retirement age to 64, and they're in the millions protesting. But USA can't seem to protest, okay, because we're entrained by this system that I'm describing. We're entrained in a literal guinea pigs, which they use to make these systems possible, actual guinea pigs. And we can't seem to get out there and do anything. Great people getting out for Carrie Lake in Iowa, people booing Katie Hobbs on the 16th hole there at the Waste Management golf tournament there a couple days ago. You know, that's all great, but we need a much more central war-resisting movement in this country, and also a technocracy, anti-technocracy movement in this country. And so I'm just putting that out there. And so let's jump in. So, okay. So if you want to go to the DC rally this weekend, I'm going to put it below. It's rageagainstwar.org. And the rally is called Rage Against the War Machine. Multiple speakers, Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano. We have Tulsi Gabbard. We have Ron Paul. We have so many others. Okay, and so I'm going to link it below. And if you're in that mid-Atlantic coast area, please go and participate and maybe have these anti-war rallies in your county, in your city, in your town, and be in concert with them. And so I wanted to get into talking about 6G, because I'll get into talking about, you know, Blue Meme, about the ridiculous stuff around how they're promoting this alien invasion situation, because that's always been their end game. If all else fails, we'll bring in the worldwide alien invasion scenario to defeat Christianity, to unify under an alien antichrist situation. We'll get into that at the end of the video, but I'm going to start with what's going on here. And I will mention, before I get into 6G, I'm going to mention, you know, what happened with the Philippines 3 days ago, where they have, after General Milley, who should be literally completely court-martialed for treason, from already his admissions that he said openly that he would warn China if President Trump was going to do any actions towards towards China. You know, this kind of, and it goes across the board. Milley is so compromised. Our government is a globalist government. We have no United States American government operating anymore. It is a globalist deep state operation, and it's all against us, and it's using all of our taxpayer dollars to fund the war machine in Ukraine, and all of it, and BlackRock, and JP Morgan. I'll get into that at the end of the video. But I will mention this here, where we have in the Philippines that China used green laser DEW weapons, so directed energy weapons. So I talked in my last video how they were using the LIDAR, the directed energy green lasers coming down over the coast of Hawaii. You know, it's seen from the Mauna Kea it's a system where they can view the stars, like the best in the world there, owned by half by the Japanese. And they saw these digital laser beams coming down. Well, in Philippines, they just basically hit a ship. This is 2 days after General Milley was in the Philippines, solidifying a new, re-upping, but also expanding the U.S. military bases to go into the Philippines to kind of stage against China. And then we had the Coast Guard going to the Philippine island of Ayungun Shoal, which is a disputed atoll off the coast of the Philippine island of Palawan. And they were going to deliver goods, you know, right after Milley comes there. We don't know what's really going on. But we have the Coast Guard going to meet another ship there on that atoll that is the CCP is claiming is theirs. And the CCP shines it directly energy weapons, green laser beams at this Coast Guard ship. And the entire Coast Guard got temporary blindness. And they were incapacitated with dizziness, nausea, etc. And this is exactly the DEW weapons that I'm going to talk about that has to do with 6G. So it's a good relay in here, but it's new weapon warfare. And what they're kind of soft rolling in here is that we're seeing these new stages of weapon warfare coming in. They're trying to soft walk this, as if it doesn't really, you know, we didn't quite know it yet, that they're using directed energy weapons constantly, satellite-based, and also ground-based, directed energy weapons, but we saw this with this green, these green laser weapons hitting this Coast Guard ship, and the people suffering massively. And so there's that. But this is becoming kind of almost like to a home near you, okay? Because directed energy weapons are actually becoming part of what is the new wave of the telecommunication system, which is 6G. And that's what I'm going to jump into now, and I'll get more into the military applications of it, its connection to all of these, military UFO baloney that they're putting out there. We already know there's a secret space program. Okay, Catherine Austin Fitz did a great job talking about the 30 trillion that's missing on the black books on the other side. Black books absolutely was made legal by the government, unbeknownst to us, to have a separate black book system where massive amounts of trillions go out the other side to create this secret space program, which could be that new blue beam program that everybody's talking about. And I'll get into it. I've talked about it ad nauseum in other awesome videos that I've done, but let's get into 6G here for a second. So I'm going to talk about 6G is meant to be used to harvest basically human energy, human DNA generated electrical energy. And so we get from 5G into 6G, where all the LED systems are going to be tapping into our DNA systems, meaning they already are, okay, they already are, but they're going to go next level here. And so I'm going to talk about a study or a working group that's already going on at UMass Amherst, and they are, it's led by Zhi Zhang, professor of information and computer sciences, where they're using humans in 6G EMF systems to harvest what they're calling additional otherwise wasted energy, okay? Meaning our human energy, our ATP, our mitochondria that produces energy and it comes out through our DNA as an antenna. We have to create that ATP by being alive. We create this energy, okay? It's a cellular energy that we create. And they want to harvest that. And they say if they can't harvest it, it's wasted. It's wasted energy. So remember when I've been talking in the past about, oh, they're going to make you generate your own energy to actually gain access to the internet, to actually gain access to even your home, having energy, you're going to have to be personally, like a human, connected to the grid in order for you to get access to energy. That's what's coming. That is the next level thing, where if you're not connected to this grid system, which is coming with 6G, then you won't be able to have energy to your home, your car. Now in Illinois, we're seeing that they're putting out legislation where every new home that's built must have an EV charging system built into it. Okay, so you can have an electric vehicle, which is part of the 6G grid. So it will get deeper into the human battery situation. Humans are the biggest emitters of electrical energy. Okay. And besides, massive amounts of effort they have to do to create electricity other ways, the failed wind farms, the solar farms, all of it. But humans create a massive amount of electrical energy, which is why they're changing everything to electrical energy, because they want to harness us, the humans, to generate that energy. So let's jump into it. So Zhi Zhang, professor at UMass Amherst, as I said, they're developing visible light communication, which is VLC, using humans as antennas. And this next 6G generation of wireless communication will go through VLC, which is visible light communication. Okay, and this is a wireless version of fiber optics. So they've laid all the fiber optics out there. It's all being constantly laid out. And it uses flashes of light, the LED systems, whether it is your smart towns, and your smart house. If you have LED lights in your house for entertainment purposes only, in my opinion, get them out. I'm a big fan of incandescents. Get your old school light bulbs. Get yourself off of this. And of course, if you can get those smart meters off your house, you know, good luck to you, and I hope you can. Get them out so they can't fry your house like they've done in so many of these so-called wildfire incidents. But the situation of the LED system using flashes of light, okay, for a wireless version of fiber optics known as visible light communication, VLC, is that they want to go through your home using your LED and your smart town, putting up these LED street lights everywhere. And so get involved with your town boards, your city boards, to stop the implementation of putting these LED lights everywhere on your streets. And so it's a flickering light where they use red and blue flickering lights at, you know, massive, you know, millions per second shifting of this light to create an interaction with you and your genetic DNA electricity. And so they are, that's what the 6G wireless version is coming for. It's going to be on something called visible light communication. And I'll just remind people, and I mentioned it in my last video or a couple videos ago, about the lead of the LED incapacitator that they had invented, you know, a couple decades ago, but at least a decade ago. No, it was much longer than that. But a non-lethal weapon system where they use this flickering colored lights to create blurred vision, dizziness, nausea, directed energy assaults on individual people. And this is the thing where you know, you're sitting in your room and you have the 5G and you have your devices on and there's a flick of light or whatever, and all of a sudden you feel nauseous or dizzy, or your eyes don't seem to work as well. Well, this is the situation coming up with 6G, and this is what they're going to do. So the LEDs can transmit that all the LED lights, all these, you know, replacement, oh, it saves energy, it's so great. Yeah, because it's using your energy. But the LEDs transmit data. They can receive data. They specifically use any of your devices that have cameras in them. There's something in the construction of the camera technology that receives this LED transmission platform for data. And so anything with cameras, so your smartphones, your tablets, your laptops, constantly relaying this data, and they're trying to perfect this and move it forward. And so they want to use humans to collect radio frequency energy, okay, hitting us with the 5G, and then power our devices ourselves with our own DNA generator, or ATP, our critical energy that we need for our own lives, for our own cellular health, for our organ health, for our brain health. Our energy that we create with our ATP is what they're trying to corral and capture for what is coming here with 6G. And so they want us to be able to power our own devices with our human bodies and to feed the smart grid system. Okay, and this is the, of course, because they're trying to create this simulation matrix that is going to have to do with holograms. It's going to have to do with projecting a digital twin of ourselves. And that is what they're trying to do. And so moving more into that, you know, by 2030, they're saying, this is what they're saying, you know, in their articles, which I'll link below, that the world of 6G will be one of abundance because it uses humans as energy sources. We will live inside a spider web of high frequency radiations. Oh, doesn't that sound great? Oh, that's awesome. That tie together billions of cellular devices worldwide. Okay, millions of autonomous vehicles. Okay, so we know that the Internet of Things, with the control of our movement and these EV devices, And then trillions of smart sensors, meaning the LED lights and all of the smart sensor systems they're putting in everything from clothes to our refrigerators, everything we use is being fitted with these devices, with these sensors. And then, of course, our human electrical DNA antennas entangled with that, okay? And it's not that complicated. It's not, it is for us who aren't scientists, but these scientism cultist practitioners that are dead set on getting us connected to an internet of things with an internet of bodies, and combined with the shots and the nanotechnology in them, the Bluetooth signals, all of it, that's a whole nother level. And I'll get into that, maybe not today, but in subsequent videos, but I've been talking about it for quite a long time, where then if you have the additional assault of the injections in your body where you're emitting the Bluetooth signals, then that's a highly elevated, another level situation. There's a company called Portal, CEO David Nussbaum, creating an ability to create holograms of ourselves. At this stage, it's almost comical. It's like almost a phone booth, like Superman style, that you step into, and then you can project your hologram, and people in their kind of Alexa type boxes can receive that and watch you as a full sized person. And that will come. I mean, that's coming. That's their intention. But the reality is that the hologram is coming much more simply than that, actually through the LED system. They're calling this 6 Genesis. Working with Nokia, we have the governments of UK, US, Japan, South Korea, Singapore, Finland. I'm sure China's in there. They don't really disclose everything. But what we're seeing here is they're attempting to create digital twins of all of us. And I've talked about this in my most recent videos, where the digital twin is supposed to be connected to this digital matrix, where everything about you, this visible light communication, the VLC, in the 6G, using photonics, hyperfast data transfer systems, will be able to if you have these devices and you have the LEDs and you're connected to these devices, whether you want to be part of it or not, this digital twin will be created and will be injected into this digital twin system, this simulation matrix that I've been talking about. This is 6G. And so So what they get with, they use a artificial general intelligence, just collecting massive amounts of data, and they are synchronizing this every 100 milliseconds for everything that you're doing and everything that you're saying, traveling, whatever you're doing. And so this is to tie you into the simulation grid. And so there's 10 million Wi-Fi devices per square kilometer at this point. So 10 million Wi-Fi devices per square kilometer, 1 trillion LED sensors and other sensors bound to a digital network. So they're trying to create one digital network that could contain all of those devices to create this digital twin system simulation, as I've been talking about. And so this is hyperfast data transfer systems using photonics, the VLC that I mentioned, visible light communication. And so this is the red and blue visible light spectrum using the LED lights and with wireless fiber optics. So they have problems with this. Their problem is, there's a problem with walls, trees, vegetation, forests, fog, rain, moving objects. We can't quite control it, but they're finding ways to get through that. But what I would say to you, surround yourself with nature and trees and plants and everything natural that God gave us that protects us from this attempt to capture all of our data through the digital means. And so, but there's something called also free space optics, FSO, which uses laser beams, in a similar way here, but it's on a different hertz, a different frequency. And these are much more problematic. Like I said, with the CCP hitting the Philippine ship, they would use something similar, basically laser beam directed energy weapons. And they're saying, well, if we use this FSO, free space optics, this could cause blindness on mass scale. We could have, massive, problems. And well, yeah, I think they're already doing that. But with the VLC, the visible light communication, we get the terahertz band sub-millimeter waves. And they have something called the photo mixer, which, again, connected to all the cameras. Interestingly, everything with a camera that you have seems to connect on this data level much more intensely, and it converts optical radiation to terahertz waves that allows them to employ these things called quantum cascade lasers, cascading energy effects of electrons. Now, I know I'm going out there in the weeds here for most people. I'm trying to just put this out there to you that they want to come up with VLC, visible light communication, for 6G level, which it fuses with our bodies using our own energy that comes from our cells, our ATP, our DNA, the constant, our ability. We're trying to regenerate our bodies. We're not trying. It's our God-given thing that we do, but we're under assault by the shots. We're under assault by the nanotech. We're under assault by the 5G radiation, all of it. But they're saying, no, we want to capture that. And they're literally saying it is otherwise wasted energy. Okay, so this container that is your beautiful temple body given to you by God is considered by them to be wasted energy because they're not able to access you yet, supposedly, and use that energy to fuel this grid system. All right, that's how they think of you. And so we get moving on from there, they're developing new, what they're calling terahertz chips that will go into the new level of devices, the phones, the laptops, the pads, the, whatever. And these terahertz chips will, they're called photonic optical insulators, and they're going to allow them to surpass the impediments, water. Their problem is water and oxygen. So why are they decreasing the oxygen in the atmosphere constantly with the geoengineering? Why are they decreasing the oxygen in our blood with the shots? Our blood saturation, our oxygen saturation being so, so diminished. The oxygen in the skies being so, so diminished by the geoengineering. Well, it's because they want these new terahertz chips to not have to deal with our little problem of, the water that makes up, 90%+ of our bodies, plus the oxygen that makes up the massive amount of all the space between our cells, that is oxygen. And so these LED light-based sensor networks are designed to collect and exchange information, from every part of the human body. So get rid of your LED lights. But these LED light systems are everywhere on the streets. They're used in everything now. And so big movement against that. But they're going to link they can go already into 5 centimeter penetration into your body. 5 centimeters, that's half your body. So they can get into your brain, your organs, for this Internet of Bodies integration using near-infrared signals. And this is, they're gonna change Wi-Fi into Li-Fi, okay? So it's gonna be a light, LED light, fake light, not the real light, not the God light, not the incandescence of our old light bulbs, and not the sun. They're gonna use LED, which is a silicone connected energy system to penetrate your body and connect you to the grid. And that is what 6G is meant to be. And against all of this, of course, is our heart resonance, our prayer. okay, our natural love vibrations that are beyond all of this. And that's what they can't stand is when we use God and we use love and we create this heart resonance that blasts through all of it, because they really can't capture that, okay? Your prayer is a encrypted, you know, discussion with God, okay, and the angels, and you connecting with source and divinity. And they can't stand that, okay? They want low, low, low vibrational thinking, which is why they flood us with, behavioral modification and really disgusting images, and just the putridness that is our common woke society right now. And so that's what we're going to, you know, be fighting against soon. And so be part of your town councils, your city councils, to fight them putting in and revitalizing your town with LED lights, the new, we're going to put street lights on every corner. It's so safe. It's so safe for the women. It's so good for everybody. You know, whatever woke thing that they can come up with to convince you to rearrange your town, you can be guaranteed it's being made into a smart city. So get involved in your town council, in your transportation council, in your especially chambers of commerce, because they are tied in. All the local chambers of commerce are tied in with the state's chambers of commerce, tied in with the federal chambers of commerce, tied in with the international chambers of commerce. And honestly, it was the international chambers of commerce that were central in the Nazis in World War II, where we had them. What was it? Who was it? John Dewey, or who got the? I don't know. It was the big Nazi star, not the star, but the cross or whatever for their involvement in Nazi Germany. But this is the same people all the time. And so I'm going to move on here to what is the Brain Project out of DARPA, which goes a step further into talking about how the Brain Project of DARPA is to get nano in us to connect us to all of this that I just described. And I'm going to throw this out here on the in-between, a little segue, have a sip of water. I was wondering today if anybody noticed, okay, I sit outside a lot whenever the weather is permitting. I love to be outside, get some vitamin D, and just be with nature and just be outside. And I watched the sun on a totally different trajectory today, okay? I watch it move through the trees here. I watch it move. Today it was so much higher than it was yesterday. This is a little bit crazy town, and I don't, you know, I'm just wondering, has anybody else seen this anomaly today? The sun is way, way higher than it normally moves through the trees at the same time of day. So I wanted to put that out there, and please put comments in the, you know, below if you witness the same thing, because what? Okay. And so then I just want to mention before I move to the Brain Project, the Epstein Black Book thing, it's really not a thing. They're just, it's distractions. They're just moving into war. They're just, meeting with, BlackRock and JP Morgan with the NATO, industrial, military cartels to see how they can launder tons of money through weapon systems into Ukraine. That's all happening. And so instead they have, oh no, the Epstein Black Book names are revealed today, and they weren't. It's a 2000 page document that doesn't say much more than what everybody has already known. So I don't think there's anything much to look at that yet, but let's get into this DARPA's Brain Initiative Nanoparticle Project, a real thing that's been going on for quite a long time, having to do, I think, with this, what they're expecting for this integration of the 6G, which they hope is going to be by 2030, but you can be rest assured it's already happening, just like everything else from the secret space program and the anomalies in the skies and the $30 trillion that went out the black book window to fund all of this technology that they just whip out when they want to, to scare us and make us think, oh, now the aliens are coming, when when they are the aliens, people, they are the aliens. And so DARPA's Brain Initiative Nanoparticle Project, okay, this is to transform our brains into a hive mind, artificial superintelligence or artificial general intelligence for the simulation matrix. And so BRAIN stands for Brain Research Through Advancing Innovative Neurotechnologies, B-R-A-I-N. Brain Research Through Advancing Innovative Neurotechnologies. Think the shots, think the nanotechnology that's gone in there, think of the Bluetooth signals coming off the people with the shots. Okay, this is a private-public partnership collaboration, of course, with DARPA, as they always do. And they have something called the BrainInitiativeAlliance.org. This is federal and private funding, so federal meaning your taxpayer dollars, just like your taxpayer dollars are going as Jamie Dimon has sent his team off to Ukraine to meet with these crowd who are meeting today, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, meeting with NATO on their every 3 weeks, how can we further, you know, get money to arm Ukraine and funnel weapons and launder money? Well, this PPP collaboration is to do with putting stuff into your body and your brain. So the BrainInitiativeAlliance.org these are their goals. They want to affect human intelligence, okay? Think George Church, think they want to lower your intelligence, okay? They want to be able to control your sensations in your body. Oh, it's because they want to help control pain, but no, they want to cause pain. They want to harm you. And then they want to be able to control your body movements. I mean, you know, well, then why is Fetterman still lying in a hospital bed? I don't know. And then they want to control all your behaviors. Literally. I mean, that's what they lay out. Controlling our behaviors. This is the Brain Initiative Nanoparticle Project. Okay, so just last month, on January 24th of this year, 23, we have the NIH, that's our NIH, okay, the NIH is Brain Neuroethics Working Group, which has been apparently meeting since Barack Obama's, creating it in 2015, the Brain Neuroethics Working Group. And what they are basically is just a legal team trying to figure out how they can convince the public that it's okay to fund these really nefarious transhumanist projects that are really about taking control of the human body and brain and the central nervous system. And they have something that was written in 2014 called Brain 2025, a scientific vision, which is about what I just described. And so who are the public-private partnerships involved in this? We have Abbott, okay? So think of all the Abbott health alliances, all the Abbott, we see in every, all the Abbott tests, the with the V, Abbott, go get your PCR test, blah, blah, blah. They're involved. We get BlackRock, Microsystems, of course. BlackRock can't, you know, they're everywhere. Boston Scientific, very, very central. Surtec Medical, also important. CoreTech and Medtronic. All very, very big elite programs here to do with biosyn affecting of our deep neural networks. And I'm going to talk about CoreTech here specifically because CoreTech had some really interesting things to say here about what they're doing with DARPA's Brain Initiative Nanoparticle Project. And I mean, it's right there. You can look it up. I'm going to link it below. It's right there. And so what CoreTech is doing, something they call hermetic encapsulation. And so hermetic encapsulation is a ceramic package, so they use ceramics, to protect sensitive electronics, so, you know, it's a shell, with a high amount of electrical feed-throughs for long-term applications. So they're creating a shell, a ceramic shell, that has nanotech electronics inside of it that is put into the body for long-term application use and effects through a cloud system, through an interface outside of your body, obviously. It also offers EMF transparency, facilitating communication via radio frequency. Okay. And this, again, as I just mentioned with the 6G, so it's EMF transparency to the cloud that facilitates communications with radio frequencies from your body directly to the cloud constantly, and using infrared and inductive powering. Okay. Exactly what I said before, the use of infrared and inductive powering. This has to do again with the LED, the graphene in the shots, the Bluetooth signals, etc. And then CoreTech is also offering to the brain an initiative nanoparticle project, something called brain interchange. And this has to do with what they call a highly efficient closed loop technology for constant recording and stimulating the brain's activity in humans as a closed loop system. Okay. Yeah. So what does that mean? It means that they are recording everything going on in your brain and then stimulating the brain in an operational, constantly ongoing system where you are interfacing constantly with an ASI cloud that is interacting with your brain to communicate to you, stimulating your brain, what it's going to do, how it's going to affect all those things I said, which is your intelligence, your sensations, your bodily movements, your controlling of all your behaviors, your emotions, what you're thinking, etc. Okay, and so this this brain interchange can also control neurostimulation in real time from the outside, okay, from the cloud, from the ASI, AGI, based on brain activity recorded simultaneously, and adjust your brain's activities. These are all patents. These are all things coming out of CoreTech, who is in the public-private partnership with DARPA's Brain Initiative Nanoparticle Project. And so that is what I wanted to bring to light about that. There's so much more to say. We're at 42 minutes, and so I'm going to leave it there on that. And we're going to come back to this project of the DARPA's Brain Initiative Nanoparticle Project. It's very, very connected with 6G. It's very connected to this next wave push with the smart internet of bodies, smart internet bodies, internet of things, the control of our entire domain, the huge human domain total surveillance system. And I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to move on and just kind of end this up because we're at 42 minutes. But we did have, of course, the Ukraine Defense Control Group, contract group meeting today with SecDef Lloyd Austin, totally treasonous, should be called up for entertainment purposes only on huge court-martial along with General Milley for total treason. But anyway, they're saying, oh, what do they need? Oh, more air defense systems on the ground. They need more ammo, more, and artillery, armor and tanks, whatever. It is just basically they announced that the new offensive, from Russia already began, which we already know. This is happening in Belgium in real time. And it's almost like this is a recreation of World War II's Marshall Plan, right? Whereas all of the big corporations were involved in Nazi Germany, towards the end of the war and the total grind of the meat grinder of killing everybody, destroying everything, and we're going to come and build it back better, right, back then. And then you got the Marshall Plan and the massive laundering of funds that was the Marshall Plan. And you had people like Herman Abbs, who was a massive banker who oversaw the Nazi seizure of Jewish assets and also Christian assets, all the assets of all the people that they deemed political, dissidents, everybody, targeted by Nazi Germany and the stealing of all those assets. Well, this was hugely run by a banker called Herman Abbs. And he worked, he was on the board of IG Farben. He oversaw the seizure of all these assets. And he was a massive banker. And so then he ends up getting actually released from Nuremberg Okay, and that's what they're trying to deflect us from right now. Nuremberg 2, the genocide going on worldwide with the shots and a global Nazi cartel regime trying to kill billions of us, or else connect us to the hive mind. They're trying to, you know, oh, UFOs, oh, blue beam. And I'll talk about in my next video about blue beam. We'll get into, you know, their end game of we can destroy the tenets of Christianity and the Abrahamic religions if we have, you know, the centralized AI, alien, the glorious, transcendent, you know, power that's coming to connect us all to the internet, the Intergalactic Federation. That's a whole nother thing. But this thing that's going on right now in Ukraine is exactly like, it's like a pre-Marshall Plan situation where, you know, the people like Herman Abbs, who was able, he headed up Deutsche Bank after that, and he began moving tons of the Marshall Plan funds over to New Zealand to create a whole money laundering system for entertainment purposes only through New Zealand, which is why we see so many of these elites and multi-billionaire oligarchs moving to New Zealand, making their bunkers in New Zealand, all of it. It's all from that level back then, time of money, all the massive billions that have come out since then. And so this guy, Herman Abbs, he oversaw funds for the Marshall Plan, with the Germany rebuild, West Germany rebuild, and again then took over Deutsche Bank and funneled all that money into, this had to do with Lockheed, okay, before it became Lockheed Martin. This had to do with huge, it came out in the Church Committee, actually, and hopefully our Congress will, you know, they need to up it, they need to push harder and further, and we need subpoenas, and we need things to move faster. Then we don't need just a, you know, just a media show. We need people, subpoenaed, charges. We need it to happen. But back then it was Lockheed making payments into Deutsche Bank to do with the Marshall Plan that were all getting funneled out, okay, and going to New Zealand and other places. But it's the same now with this, as I said, Ukraine's defense contract group meeting with, you get Jamie Dimon sending his JP Morgan folks over there for, oh, $30 billion rebuild plan. And as I've said in all my other videos, you know, they're going to build a whole new Ukraine smart nation, you know, with the fake meat and the new technology for the new planetary diet and all of it. And but all that money is being, you know, circled out into laundering schemes for entertainment purposes only. And we know it's real. There's no audit. Nobody knows where all that money's going. And anytime that they, like in Romania right now, they're having an exercise. Remember I said the 101st Airborne is over there in Romania, deployed through September. And right now they're doing a huge exercise with the Romanian military to, of course, you know, defend the Romanian border there, you know, with Ukraine. And most of this is all about exchange of weapons. It's an excuse to put tons of weaponry there that never leaves and ends up being part of this whole black market scam and scheme. And so, like with Ukraine, you know, when Biden went there in January 19th of 2017, like the day before Trump took office, he literally said, you know, you have to privatize, you know, this private bank, what's called PRIVAT bank. You need to nationalize it, okay, private bank, because otherwise we're screwed. We've laundered like $5 billion out of this thing, and you need to hide that by nationalizing the bank. And it, again, the cycle goes on and on and on and on, and that's where we're at now. They tried to divert us with, you know, the blue beam thing, the UFOs and all that, but really we have a genocide of Nuremberg 2.0 levels worldwide. We have the Biden crime syndicate being called out massively for being huge focal point of the cartel Babylon. All of it, you know, the massive infrastructure attacks, like what's going on in Ohio with this chemical warfare. You know, with East Palestine, with this derailment, this is chemical warfare. Those chemicals are so massively toxic. They are World War I beyond level of like mustard gas that's being spread across the Midwest, and it's actually heading east to the eastern states, and spreading a massive amount of toxins. And so take good care to detox your body if you are in those areas. And I'm going to leave it there. There's so much more to say. As always, you know, the Ukraine is the biggest lobbying caucus. You know, they're huge. Ukraine lobbyists, they lobby at least 300 of our Congress members. They have the hugest organization in our country because it is a massive cabal that comes out of this. Really, it's the extended Prussia, okay, that has to do with the ongoing, you know, we didn't really win the war situation, where it's just a cabal of people that is constantly pushing this, and they are involved with our Senate, with our Congress. And I've talked about that in other videos. I'll touch on it in the future. But we shouldn't be distracted, but there's so much to take in. So I'm gonna reel it back in here and just come back to the love, come back to the heart, come back to understanding that they're coming after us because we have such a giant heart resonance that it's given to us by God. They want human energy because it's the most powerful energy on the planet, and they're trying to harness it. They're trying to, you know, gaslight us, trying to mind control us, trying to socially engineer us, trying to behavior modification us. But we continuously come back to the center in God, in our container, in our connection to source. And that's all you have to do, is keep doing that for your own self and for your family, and gathering with the people you love to pray, to focus on that love and heart. And for me, it's inviting, you know, or just having Jesus sit in my heart. That's all I need. It grounds me. It connects me. It's an all-in-one oil right there. And so I'm going to say happy Valentine's, people. Spread the love. You know, just be love and enjoy the people in your life and love them so much. And God, of course. So I'll leave it there, folks. And I'll just say, if you got something in this video, you want to help out the channel, there's ways to do so below. And again, if you want to help your heart health, if you want to help decrease the inflammation in your body, and which also pertains to around your heart, inside your heart, decrease inflammation in the body, c60evo.com/YAFTV, 10% off with the code YAFTV. And anybody who does purchases by midnight tonight, Hawaii time, will get entered into the giveaway that I do every month on this channel, which is to give two bottles of this away to two different people who get randomly selected. So thanks for watching, folks. You are free. Happy Valentine's Day, and I will see you next time.